TJ Hockenson goes off the board at pick 152 as the 22nd tight end. And the tight end 22 slots by is a player his last two seasons say he hasn't been since the knee. This price is a memory. The question is whether the memory is a forecast.
The season, 15 games, 51 catches on 66 targets, a 77% catch rate for 438 yards and 3 touchdowns. 5.8 half PPR points a game, 30th among tight ends per game, 26th in total. In his games, he drew 15.6% of Minnesota's targets. A shoulder injury late in the year, per the beat coverage, ended the season 2 games early. He missed the final 2.
The career splits in half at 1 December. From 2020 through 2023, he climbed every year, 8.9, 9.6, 10.3, 11.4 points a game, peaking at 95 catches for 960 yards in 15 games in 23. Then the knee. Since it, 6.6 a game in 10 games in 24, 5.8 last season, the lowest rate of his career since his rookie year. 2 full seasons now sit between him and the tight end who climbed.
The pattern beat is volume and it cuts both ways. Across our tight end research, targets per game is the position's stickiest stat, replicating at 0.72 before 2021 and 0.80 since, and of 251 and 238 seasons. Sticky volume is why his floor holds. 4.4 targets a game showed up even in the down year, but stickiness is symmetric. It also says next year's targets look like last year's, and last year's targets produced tight end 30. There is no bounce back cohort in our library, and we won't invent one.
Muffed! The situation is a contract year manufactured in March. Minnesota restructured him on March 7th, a $5 million pay cut, the 2027 year deleted from the deal, per ESPN and PFT, so 2026 is now the audition. The quarterback is an open question. Kyler Murray and JJ McCarthy split first team work all spring. The competition unresolved through June minicamp, with Murray the favorite, per Heavy and the Beat. The target room got more crowded, not less. Jawan Jennings signed from San Francisco in May, joining Jefferson and Addison, with Josh Oliver behind Hockenson at the position. He ran as the top tight end all spring, per the team site, on a 9-8 team still deciding what it is.
The price, TE22 at pick 152. The 22nd tight end slot paid about 7.1 points a game last season. He produced 5.8. The market is paying a premium of more than a point a game over the down year. A small bet on the old climber. Total points tell the same story. 26th at the position, 4 slots under the price. Our verdict, watch list. We can't underwrite a bounce his last two seasons haven't shown, and we won't fade the stickiest volume profile at the position, plus a contract year audition either. The caveat both ways, if the shoulder is clean and whoever wins the quarterback job looks his way, TE1 volume in this offense has a real ceiling, and if 24 and 25 were the new baseline rather than the recovery, TE22 is still too rich.
Watch his September target share against that 15-6 baseline, watch the shoulder's first padded test in camp, and watch which quarterback wins the job, a scrambler and a rhythm passer feed, tight ends very differently. The volume decides this one. The volume usually announces itself by October. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster. Every player, every week, all season.